Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
That night, I cried out to him, and I was just like, God, if you're real and you hear me, please take my life. I didn't want to commit suicide, but I did not want to live anymore. I wasn't living, and I wanted to die. I wanted to die. I couldn't escape it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know if it was the anxiety or if it was God, but every time I closed my eyes that night, it was like I stopped breathing. And that happened over and over and over again until I finally just broke down and I was just like, okay, God, I know you can take my life. I know that you can do that now. And I don't want to die. Like, but I can't do this. You have to do it. I cannot do this. I can't do this. And maybe I was just really stubborn. You know, you would think that at some point along the line, I would have asked God for some help. But finally I did. And then I just remember I woke up the next day and I had this peace and this joy and this love that I have never experienced a fraction of prior to that day. And it hasn't left. It's been almost 4 years and it has not left. It has not left. God just completely flooded me. And he's like, finally, child, finally, you're not going to keep trying to do this. How did you ever think you could in the first place? How? And I haven't had a panic attack in 4 years. In March, it will be 4 years. And I am celibate. I am sober. He changed my desires. This is the thing. My desires changed before my habits changed. So I had to die to that. He changed my... His loving kindness brings us to repentance. I had no need for anything else. He took my pain and my fear, and he gave me that peace I was seeking for. I didn't have the desire to, I didn't need to anymore. And any time that I would drink, the whole time it was like I was repentant as I did it. I was just like, God, I hate this. I hate that I'm doing this. I was smoking cigarettes and I was like, God, oh, I hate it. Just kill this. Like, I don't want to do this. I hated it. And I knew that he was enough because it just, I didn't need to anymore. So my desires changed and then my habits changed. And now I'm living free from those things that he really does. And I didn't turn to God because of an addiction. I turned to God because I had pain that I couldn't deal with. And I didn't recognize that I even had an addiction, but I did. And he changed it. He changed it all. And now I've testified, I write and perform gospel spoken word poetry, and I have one that actually sums up everything that I'm telling you. It's called Spiritual Suicide. And he's using my life. He's using my life now. I mean, a life that I didn't want. How?
You wanted it ended.
I wanted it ended. And it just begun. And now it's for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.